This now here's a man who is a local hero. Speaking of that, and I have an article here somewhere. Where did I put it? Okay, I got it here somewhere. He'll tell us all about it. Tom Korsarik. He's up in Manitowoc, or Two Rivers, actually, like that. And the duck, talk about the shanties being frozen. The duck were frozen in up there near Two Rivers. And Tom did something about it. He's an openly conservationist kind of guy and did something about it. And he went out there with an icebreaker to free the ducks. And I think this is a wonderful story because we get all the bad news. And then there's something like Tom Korsarik out there. And he's online with us right now. Let's say hello to him. Hey, Tom.
Good morning, Mike.
How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
I love this story.
It's a good human interest story, yes.
You're a humanitarian, or whatever you call a duck. You're a duckatarian.
Both my wife, Betsy, and I are conservationists. We belong to a lot of organizations that are out there protecting nature and that kind of thing.
Yeah. And did you see ducks actually frozen? I've seen them up here occasionally. They will get their little webs actually frozen to the top of a lake or a pond.
We've had a few of those, but yeah. Typically this time of the year, our harbors are at least open water, and we get upwards of 500 ducks that come into the harbors. They're diving ducks, and they dive down along the seawall and grab mussels off of the seawall and algae, and that's what they live on.
So are these coots then?
No, they're not coots. Most of them are golden eyes. They're from up, they nest up near the Arctic, and they come down here for their winter vacations.
Yeah.
This winter was probably more like the Arctic than the Arctic was, so
I bet.
It turned out that our harbors were froze over for an extended period of time, and we had so much ice out on Lake Michigan that they had to go out 8 or so miles to find open water. Consequently, they couldn't get at their food source. So we had some ducks walking along the edge of our streets and stuff.
They were just begging.
Yeah, begging. They were starving, in fact. And our Wildlife of Wisconsin local rehabilitator said that the number of ducks that were getting dropped off by them in bad condition was up dramatically from last year. So my wife and I thought, well, we got to try and open up these rivers and call one of our friends who owns a marine construction company. He had a couple of tugboats, and they unfortunately were all out of town or in dry dock. And Eric Pitts from McMullen and Pitts then called Mike LeClaire from the Susie Q Fish Market in Two Rivers.
Susie Q.
They got their fish trawler out, and they had it put away for the winter, but they managed to get it out, and came up the Manitowoc River through the Manitowoc Harbor and also through the Two Rivers area and broke up a bunch of ice in the harbors. And before he even left the scene, there were ducks flying in and popping down the water looking for food. So it was a success.
And you say it was like three feet deep, the ice?
Well, some of the ice, we also have a maritime museum in our community in Manitowoc. And we have a submarine parked alongside the seawall there next to the museum. The submarine was actually listing away from the seawall because the ice had gotten so thick it was pushing it out, and the lines on the submarine were getting extremely tight, and they went down with some fish augers and drilled some holes in the ice to loosen up the pressure. And at that point, they determined that some of that ice was over 3 feet deep in that area.
Oh, boy. But at least if the submarine sinks, it'll be all right. That's the good news.
It won't have too far to go, I guess.
Yeah. That's really quite amazing. And so you are kind of like the savior of these ducks up there. They would have been in serious trouble. You take ducks for granted around here because there's so many of them and they're so annoying. They're kind of nuisance. Not like the geese. The geese are worst. I mean, we have a little swamp near our house here, a little lagoon and small lake. And the geese are by far the worst. But the ducks, we take them for granted because they're like neighbors or something like that. You see them all the time and
that's true. Although you'll see different ducks in your area at different times of the year.
Yeah, these ducks sound kind of unusual.
Yeah, they
are exotic.
Migrating. This is where they migrate to the south, and we'll also get some common mergansers and red-breasted mergansers and some more exotic ducks pop into the area for the winter months, and then they're gone during the summer again.
Yeah, but that fish trawler from Susie Q's, what is that, a landing craft or something? How do you? It's an icebreaker. It's kind of unusual.
Well, it's got a steel hull on it, and it's used to go out onto Lake Michigan, pulling big trawling nets for commercial fishing use, and they've been around for a lot of years. I think Susie Q Fish Market has been in business for over 100 years. It's multiple generations that have run the business, and they just did a great community service for us, and we're very thankful for what they did.
Fantastic. And it's a great story, and I wanted just to pay tribute to you, Tom.
Well, it's mainly Susie Q Fish Trawler that did the work.
But it wouldn't happen without Tom Kucerik.
Well, thanks, Michael. I'm just happy that the ducks were able to access some open water and get some food.
Thanks, Tom. Tom Kucerik, right. Ladies and gentlemen, the man who saved the ducks. We need more people like him, saving more types of things. He's a good man. Okay, and if you want to look on our website, you can see a picture of the ducks being saved. It's very stimulating. It makes you want to do good for some sort of life form. Why are you just nodding at me? Are you agreeing?
It's sweet. It's a sweet story.
It is.
I'm a little choked up about the ducks.
It is. It's very nice. Very nice. And, I around here, the ducks are, we live right near a park that has a lot of ducks in and stuff. And, you know, you can't play touch football anymore because, you know.
Well, that's more the geese, though, isn't it? Those.
Oh, the geese are the worst. I can't kid you. And, you know what's weird about geese?
What?
Well. They take a dump when they're landing. Right before they land, they take a dump. Isn't that weird? I just think that's such a weird thing to do. I mean, I can't imagine being a goose.
Because you think they take it when they're taking off.
Yeah, because it's a less weight to get up in the air. You know, I would think that would make more sense. Like flaps. It would be like flaps. Flaps down, you know, be...
You put a lot of thought into this.
No, but I'm just going to say about the ducks. And, you know, the ducks, they're okay, but people feed them all the time, and they, you know, and they come up, and they, you know, they'll nip on your little fingers and stuff when you're feeding them, if you're a little kid and you have little fingers. It's kind of cute, except they have all these diseases. You know, so it's a mixed feeling. But then there were some people that were visiting from I don't know where they were from. Foreign people, very nice people. I don't mean anything about it, but
Minnesota.
They were fascinated with it. They made me appreciate my duck. They were taking pictures of these ducks from every angle, and they were so excited about seeing these ducks that it made me reevaluate my feeling about ducks. Is all I'm saying.
Nice.
You know, because you can take something like that for granted.
If the water's frozen, they're just probably all going to die.
So seeing this, I say, wow, this is a great thing. Someday I hope to do something like this to save
like
some.
You could take it like a loaf of bread down there and spread it around and save them if they.
I don't think so. Just encourage them. You don't want to do that. All right, so here now you got a little, what is this, a little tune of yours?
Yeah. No.
No?
It's just a little song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go you okay, ahead. Though? You want me to play a little something?
No. We'll stick with what we...
Yeah, I don't really know anything, but I could improvise.
No, that's okay. It's called X-Lento.
X-Lento.